Hey, everybody, it's Maria Boynton. My guest today is none other than Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms. How are you doing?
I am doing great, Maria. Thank you for having me.
Well, certainly. You have had a long weekend, whatever, starting with the Peachtree Roadways. How was that?
It was rough. It probably was the toughest road race I have done. I've been doing it probably for close to 20 years now. But, hey, I finished, and I've never walked so much, but I've never run faster. So my time is pretty decent, 1 hour, 15 minutes.
So you have a history in what, decathlons, marathons, things like that?
I've done a couple of half marathons. I've done a triathlon, but nothing that I would expect to make the Olympics with, but it's just all about staying healthy and being my personal best. So it's been good to be able to move again. I hurt my knee during the campaign, and I haven't been able to run for months. So it was good just to be able to get out there and do the Peachtree and finish it.
So what do you say to people about being healthy and being able to get out there and do things like the Peachtree?
It really is about your personal best. My biggest competition is with me. And once I realized that I likely wouldn't win these races, it really is just about being healthy. And when you are running a race like the Peachtree and people are cheering you on, there's just so much energy and excitement. It's more than a race. It really is a cultural event. And I just encourage people, even if you can't run it, then walk it. It really is just about getting out there and doing something and not making it a once a year thing. Jeezy ran with me, ran past me, and his time was amazing. He did it in 56 minutes, which is an incredible time, and especially for someone who was running for the first time. And so I think it really just added another layer of excitement, but also he raised money for three great causes, the Mayor's Youth Scholarship Program, his foundation, and also Kilometer Kids on behalf of the Atlanta Track Club.
Okay, so let's talk about Essence Fest. How was it?
Essence has just been the culmination of so much of the energy that we are feeling with African-American women across the country. I mean, you can feel it in the air, and it is a sisterhood. It is just Black women embracing Black women, embracing all of the things that we care about. So it's so much more than music. It's been about empowerment. It's been about strengthening us as a collective. And it has just been a phenomenal experience this weekend.
And the Black women coming together, empowering each other. How important is that?
It is so important. And what I've learned from Essence and talking with Michelle Ebanks, who is a phenomenal editor-in-chief of Essence magazine, is that this year surpassed all expectations in terms of attendance. And so much of it has to do with how Black women are feeling in the country right now. There's part of us that's saddened and frightened, but there's also part of us that's feeling empowered and feeling like we have to come together in a very tangible way to make a difference. And so I'm just so very hopeful that this energy that we've had in New Orleans this weekend, we will all take back to our respective cities, and especially when it comes to our midterm elections that are coming up, and that we will really make our voices heard.
The African-American women politicians, you all spent some time together as well.
We did. It was fantastic to share the stage in a panel moderated by Lester Holt of NBC News, joining. But I was on the stage along with Mayor Cantrell from New Orleans, Sister Mayor Karen out of Gary, Indiana, and Sister Mayor V out of Charlotte. And as always, it was just really this recognition that for as different as our cities are, our issues really are the same. We are dealing with the same struggles in our cities, whether it be affordability, whether it be opportunities for our kids, whether it be reducing youth violence, making sure that as our prison inmates are coming back into mainstream society, that there's a path for them to have truly be integrated back into society. So many issues that are common, and it's always great to be surrounded by strong women who are making a difference in their cities.
Everyone talking to Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms. A busy week ahead for you in the city?
Absolutely. We are kicking off with a ribbon cutting on yet another affordable housing initiative in the city of Atlanta. Also, just looking forward to continuing to round out the cabinet and our administration. We've had some great announcements in terms of leadership, including the city attorney, including chief procurement officer, chief education officer. So I look forward to announcing soon a new head for the Atlanta airport.
We look forward to hearing about it. Mayor Bottoms, thank you so very much.
Thank you.
It's Maria Boynton reporting.